Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host/editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season 3, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU and hope to get more into their mind of the individual. On this first episode of season 3, we're sitting down with Marty Stasis. Marty is a part of Ink Magazine, which is VCU's first alternative student publication. Marty also does graffiti work and is currently a junior at VCU in graphic design. Marty, you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marty, and I like to make crazy looking sh**.
So you're currently a junior at VCU, is this correct?
Yes.
How would you say you've enjoyed your time at VCU, but also the city of Richmond so far?
VCU itself is, I think, a double-edged sword. Certainly, the graphic design curriculum has a very small student body, and that itself has some interesting challenges in terms of like how I present my work and the community as a whole within graphic design. But I mean, VCU Arts in general, I've had a great time with many people. I mean, I always say I would rather not struggle for anything else. So yeah, I mean, in terms of Richmond, the people around are great. I've had a great time here so far. Everyone has been incredibly welcoming. You mentioned like my graffiti work. That was more in the past. But nevertheless, the community there when I was practicing was welcomed me with open arms. It was really awesome. But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
That's good. Yeah. And you, so you're what, in your second semester of your junior year?
Yes, I am. I'm about to head into my junior review. Yeah, high stress time, but I think it'll be easy.
Yeah, you got it. And just to like keep breaking the ice, so if you do have like any favorite local VCU artists, whether it's in like Richmond or just local artists that you really enjoy and then you really want to like shout out.
When I think locals, I mean, I automatically always think of like my amazing professors. I mean, I feel like I look up to them so much. I like have a parasocial relationship with a lot of them. But to name drop a few, Michael Royce was my drawing professor freshman year. Super amazing, like new American painting style. Absolutely floors me every time I look at it. Not a VCU professor, but a local legend, Ian Hess. He's the owner of Supply. It's a local art shop. It's right across from Circle on Broad.
Okay.
His work is absolutely stunning. I mean, it's so multimodal. And he's a great voice for the community as well. You know, going back to the conversation about graffiti, he's definitely spearheading. I don't want to say like a third space, but honestly, let's call it a third space. I guess that's what Supply is. And just to like shout out my friends even, because they inspire me the most. You know, I'm around them every single day. Zach Montgomery, my best friend, my ride or die through graphic design, has always been by my side through the whole program. I can literally talk to him about anything. And his hard work and diligence inspires me every day.
Real. Yeah. That's cool. You have a lot of like very creative people around you, especially in graphic design. There's so many like just interesting individuals that think differently compared to like other majors, like especially like with media production. Like I feel like later on I met a bunch of really cool, interesting people, but like early on it's kind of hard. But I feel like right from the get-go, more like arts students kind of like have a better like, I'd say like more interesting student body than like other majors for sure. And when you look at, like, your time at school, do you have, like, a favorite hobby or something you do to unwind when you're kind of stressed with school and class?
As of late, I've been really into just furthering my media literacy. I'm a huge writer. That's something I discovered I really like to do, like, as of last year. So, honestly, like, I don't want to sound like a book nerd, but I do enjoy reading. I just don't really talk about it because I hate to be that guy who's like, oh, I love reading. yeah, reading. That's something I do in passing. Really, I don't actively, like, I'm going to read today.
I don't do that enough. It's like I have 3 books I got for Christmas last year, and I was like, I'm going to read these. And it's no, I never pick them up.
yeah, going further in terms of reading like academic research, I know inherently like that sounds like stressful to some people, but for me and my body of work, I'm always a very research-based person, so I'll be saving like PDFs of stuff I want to read, even documentaries. And then I guess going into more like fun stuff, my personal practice with painting, cross stitch. I'm really into textile art. I really want to get into crochet this year, hopefully. And watching films is always great. It's a good way to think critically without reading. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Crocheting, I got into crocheting a bit. It was a little too hard for me, but you got to just stay at it. So what does it mean to you to be a part of the Ink magazine and alongside many other amazing artists and individuals? And how would you say that whole experience has been?
It has been such a privilege. I mean, I started off there as like, you know, a wee graphic designer. I honestly could have predicted when I started that I would be taking up a position of seniority. I'm currently the graphic design editor, one step below art director. So I manage the team of designers. I post content on the web. I sort of like just coordinate everything between writers, photographers, stylists, designers, just like one big tree with a lot of branches in terms of like organizing stuff. But yeah, I mean, our last issue just like absolutely floored me. I mean, Caleb Goss, shout out, is so talented in just so many different disciplines. So yeah, I don't know. It's right now the management I think is amazing. We all know each other's work styles really well. We all have like really good central, we hardly ever really disagree on anything. And just, I don't know, being around like talent younger and older, it just gives me a lot of hope, you know, that we're able to all put our hive mind together and create something that, you know, we can be proud of, and that people can look at and be like inspired and proud of, like, you know, we're a voice for the subculture.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's cool having that many like different minds, whether they're younger or older, it kind of all coming together. It's really interesting. And how would you say you got your start in the world of art and like just the interest into getting more into like design and stuff?
I had the immense privilege of attending a technical school in high school.
Okay, nice.
I was confined to a basement computer lab across from the welding classroom. It was quite an experience. And so that's where I learned like the industry standard Adobe, Photoshop, Illustrator. But there was also a print shop attached to it. So I learned like how to use a big Xerox printer, like an industrial type one.
Oh, wow.
Wide set printing, basic like cutting and binding as well. There was like a blue collar side to it, which like made sense. Like, you know, while I was in the basement with like the auto shop and like the culinary arts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that certainly propelled me into just like knowing what to do when I got to VCU. So, I mean, yeah, graphic design. I just think it's very utilitarian, and I didn't always have this sort of mindset when approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman year, I was still very into like my, just my traditional practice of like illustrating. I did a lot of mixed media. I did a big sculpture. That was a lot of fun. I don't know. It just goes back to how multimodal graphic design is. Like you can really, I always joke about this, and it's kind of half true, but really graphic design can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just applies really well to how crazy I can get with a lot of my stuff, because the work I made 2 years ago is so much more different now to what I'm making at the moment.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about like art and creativity is you can like have something that you first make a few years ago and you're really proud of it, but then you'll like look back on it a few years later and you might not be as happy with it, but then you keep going on and on and like you kind of have an appreciation of it regardless of if it's like different from what you're into now. Like that whole journey is really cool. Especially I take that with my music. I'll hear songs I wrote like a year ago and I'm like, these are okay, but it's really cool seeing that whole process. All right, well, thanks so much for being with us, Marty.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman, and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. We are always looking for more guests. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-run podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new episode of Podline. Thanks so much for listening to episode 1 of season 3.